Another thing that happened in this year.
Me so excited.
I like the Ritz peanut butter crackers.
I love those.
Squirrels, squirrels.
He's like, touch my spoon. And I'm like, no.
The whole kitchen walked out.
Drew's back there making the tacos himself.
So
we won't get it because we'll be sitting there fighting over who gets to stab him in his leg.
Why are we all so sick today, boys?
I don't know.
Bad
dude.
Immune system.
This is terrible. I eat so unhealthy.
Welcome to episode 22 of Just for Fun with the Fellows. Chris Kyle, Drew. Hey, Chris. What sound does an elephant make?
It's a weird question. It'd be cool if it was a riddle, though, but...
No, no.
It's definitely not the riddle, because usually he does this cool intro thing.
What sound does an elephant make? Thank you. Welcome to Riddle Me This. You're in a dark
room.
Didn't
even flow.
No, it didn't
I don't
flow.
Care.
It didn't flow good at all.
You're in a dark room with a box of matches on the table. On a table are a candle, an oil lamp, and a log of firewood. We'll go with a bunch of firewood. I didn't make this one, Reto. Okay. A bunch of firewood. What would you light first?
The match?
Say the... What?
Okay. You're in a dark room with a box of matches on a table. There are a candle, an oil lamp, and a log of firewood. What would you light first?
Yeah, the match. The lighter. Press the button on the lighter.
No, you can't press the button on the lighter. Silly.
The switch on the wall.
Lights.
Okay, I have another one.
That is a good one, though. That gets you... Mm-hmm. That's like one of those riddles. It's like...
If you either get it right away or you don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're a bus driver. You drop off 6 kids at the first stop, 7 kids at the next stop, and then you pick up 3 at the last stop. What color are the bus driver's eyes?
Blue.
Sure.
No, yours are brown. You're an idiot. You're the bus driver.
You're the bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Mississippi has 4 S's and 4 I's. Can you spell that without using S or an I?
THAT.
Yeah, very good, Chris. Mm-hmm. One more.
I do the spelling ones.
Yeah. Two people are playing chess. They both win their game. They nice. Both won. How is it possible?
They're playing two different games.
Nice. You guys crushed it this week.
We're really getting too good at riddles.
I think we've just used all the good ones already.
I think we're all looking at the same site, and we looked at all of them.
Yeah. I have a question.
So, I have an answer.
You're going to a new restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Oh, new place.
There's a new place
in
Woburn. Hey, there's a new place in Woburn. People at my gym are always raving about it. They're always talking about
it. What is it?
You should go to it. It's an Italian restaurant.
What's
the
it called?
The chef's from Italia, and he cooks all the meals.
Okay.
You should go to it. It's good.
What's it called?
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. Cool.
Only asked it 3 times, but...
We should go. Do they sell anything good?
Food.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to a new restaurant. What is the maximum amount of time that you would wait to be seated?
Depends on
how
hungry
good's
I am.
The restaurant.
It's a new restaurant. You don't know.
How hungry am I?
It's breakfast.
It's breakfast?
Pretty hungry.
I'm going to
what time is breakfast? What time am I eating breakfast? And what time did I wake up?
Oh, no, don't. No.
How long
I
have
got
I been?
This. I got this. Breakfast time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
How long have I been up for before eating breakfast?
A side thing on that, Drew always answers dinner time as dinner, because we always ask, what time's dinner? And he goes, dinner time.
About, you got up at about 8:30, and it's now 10 o'clock. 9:45. Sorry, it's 9:45.
Like half an hour, 45 minutes?
You're waiting half an hour, 45 minutes to be seated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going on to eat. It's not outrageous.
Now, for breakfast? You get in there.
I get in there.
You...
So I'm seated. Was this
you
45 minutes
food.
Later?
You order your food. Nope, it was not.
How later was this?
It was probably about 20 minutes later.
Oh, so quick seating. They told me 30, but I got
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you get in there.
Pretty, right,
yeah.
So I'm feeling good.
So you're feeling good.
I'm feeling,
good.
It's like 10, 15.
You
I'm
order your
good.
Food.
Order the food.
How long are you waiting until you just get up and leave without your food?
If I sit down, I'm getting my food.
Okay.
And this has happened before.
Yeah.
At a Mexican restaurant,
uh-huh.
The whole kitchen walked out.
Drew's back there making the tacos himself.
So, me and my family sat in this restaurant waiting for our food for an hour when the owner cooked.
Wow.
And he got us our food after like an hour and a half. And we just took it home and he just gave it to us for free.
Wow.
We get our food if we sit down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, makes sense.
What about you?
For breakfast?
Dude, how long are you waiting until you're like, something must be done?
Hey, Chris, what happened this weekend?
Sunday, I had an adventure.
Oh, this is a story.
This is a story.
Oh, this is wonderful.
I was waiting how long Kyle would pick that up, but...
I don't know. I feel like if I'm going for breakfast to a new place, and I wait longer than 30 minutes to sit down...
It
was 20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes. How long did you wait?
We waited about 20 minutes to be seated.
Okay, so you're 20 minutes, you get accepted.
Yeah.
You're on...
I'm in my chair. And then we're at a table for four because we were just there before the party of four was, so they seated us first. And then we had to move about 10 minutes later to a table to two.
That's when I would have left.
So that they could fit the table for four. That's
I would have left. I would have been like, unless this is like...
So you leave then. Okay, and then so...
I'm already not feeling a good
vibe.
Can I get you guys some drinks?
Can I get you guys some drinks? Yeah, just two waters. 25 minutes.
I'm gone.
25 minutes.
If I don't get my water...
I get the waters. We get the waters. We put our food in. It's probably about 10:30-ish. 10:45-ish.
For breakfast.
When we put our food in.
What'd you order?
That's the craziest part. Maggie got one plain pancake.
Okay.
I got two plain pancakes and a side of bacon.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess what time we got our food?
Okay, I'm good.
Would you like to guess what time we got our food?
So you ordered at 10:30?
About between 10:30 and 10:45.
Okay. I'd like to say 11:30.
You would be wrong to say 11:30.
11:45?
You would be wrong to say 11:45.
Longer
than 11:45.
Oh my gosh. 12:15?
About 12:15. Mind you, Maggie had a horseback riding lesson, so this is about a 10-minute walk from her house. She left. I'm now sitting there by myself because she told me the food would be out in a few minutes. Maggie walked home while I waited for the food, and I said, can I have it to go, please? It's 12:15. Give me my breakfast.
You guys got three pancakes.
Three pancakes and, like, four strips of bacon.
Wow. Where's this place?
It's in Beverly.
Shout it out.
I will not say the name.
I'll believe
Slander
it.
The
I
name.
I will not say the name because
Slander
I
the
cannot
name.
Because they were like, the nicest people. And the reason that they were taking forever is because they are closing down. They've been there for, like, 30 years.
But you said
and
it
so
was new.
Every single... New to us.
It's
the first time we...
New to you.
But,
So this was like a
every
I have
literally
to try it.
Everybody was going.
Yeah.
That's been going there for like 30 years, so they were so backed up and they only have it's like family run, so the only cook is the father who's in the back and he's like 85 years yeah. old. And then there's two servers, the daughter and the mother, and they're old too, so it was just so slow. And okay. then there's just one lady back there washing dishes. Like people were going behind the counter to make their own coffee.
But how was the pancakes? Did you have all three?
No. No, I brought Maggie hers so she could eat before she left for the lesson. But it was good, but it was not 12:15 good. It was not wait that long good. And can I just go back? I want
to
rewind. We drove by Steffi's because we were originally going to go there, and the line was out the door. So we were like, well, we don't want to wait for that.
Yeah.
We don't want to wait for that. So we went. We were going to go to What's Brewing and just get sandwiches, but then this place, we were like, oh, let's just try this. Saw it on the way. We were like, hey, it's a little tiny place. We'll get in there and in and out pretty quickly.
Damn.
Yeah. And there were some characters in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this one guy, he was in full denim outfit, snakeskin cowboy boots, and he had a cowboy hat ring.
Did you really?
His wife was blind, and he was there with his wife, her mother, and their 4-year-old son who looked like a girl, and he kept threatening to hit the kid if he didn't sit still. He was like, boy, you lucky we in public. I was like, what the hell, dude? What is going on? We sat there waiting for our food for like 2 hours, and we didn't say a word to each other. We were just looking around, observing. Every person that walked through the door was a person that's been going to this place for 30 years, and the waitress...
It's an institution.
And the waitress was like, is that you? Oh my god, it's so good to see you again. Isn't it so sad we're closing? Craziest breakfast experience of my life.
That is nuts.
It was wild, dude. We were just there until 12:15.
They probably haven't had more than like 4 people all
at
once.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. But the people were very nice in there. And then she said, I'll give you the bacon for free. Great.
Thanks, you're closing down. Give me it all for free.
And so she gave me... She said it's going to be $10 for the pancakes, and I said, here's a 20. I don't want to wait for you to get me changed. I'm out of here. I just had her keep the 20, and I left. But super nice people.
$10 for pancakes, though?
I know, yeah. That's I wish like I knew about that place sooner. Nice, but,
yeah. I know.
Yeah, so.
That's when you go in, you like order.
Breakfast!
You order, and then you... You leave and then come back.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, literally.
Come
yeah,
back and out.
You but... throw your jacket on the chair or something.
I know, it was wild. And that dude's that cowboy is talking about how he was talking like he owns like 50 gas stations, but I think he doesn't.
It's that oil business.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. he's a character, dude.
Watched too much Wayne Man last month.
You watched too much Yellowstone.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird dude. I think his wife was blind, too. I don't know. It was crazy. Crazy time.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy time.
Dude. You have any other crazy breakfast experiences?
No. No, you? That's my crazy breakfast experience.
Alyssa and I went out for breakfast with her grandmother.
If this ends with you needing an EpiPen,
no.
We don't want to hear about
not
that.
Not as cool as that. Right.
Okay.
That would have been way cooler, but no.
Have you had a use your EpiPen?
No.
We can be his first, Chris.
We could be, dude. We could be. We'll be sitting... He won't get it, because we'll be sitting there fighting over who gets to stab him in his leg. I don't want to do it! I don't want to do it!
He's not going to have it. What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's always in my backpack.
That's
or
true.
Something.
No, it's not.
It's in my truck. You just have to run back, grab it from my truck.
You have to drive. Yeah. You have to go find your truck. Yeah, you didn't drive. You don't always bring your backpack.
Yeah, well. but anyway, we went to breakfast. It was a small place. And it's like family-type tables. So like you kind of like the group of four, but yeah. It's like long-style tables. So one sit here, one sit here. You say, hey, we're eating, you know.
Breakfast. You're eating breakfast? Yeah, same.
You do that weird interaction. You're like, oh, you got the check. Have a good breakfast. And no, this guy and girl. Apparently you met this girl on the train. It's this old dude. And he's like tripping on acid or something. Because he's sitting next to me. And he's talking to this lady. He's like, no, you have to use the bathroom before we leave. You know, just doing absurd things. And then he kept turning to me. And he's like, I have this magic spoon. It gives me superpowers.
What?
And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, he's like, touch my spoon. And I'm like, no. I really don't want to. And it's like this insane thing. And he kept just asking the lady. He was like, he made the lady pay for breakfast. For them too.
Power move.
They just met. True. They just met. The lady had
they just met her on the suitcases. Train and they went to breakfast together?
Yeah. She had like her suitcases.
That's crazy by itself.
I know. That is nuts that this lady would agree to this, especially with his magic spoon. The lady was super nice.
Want to come see it in action?
She was like, I'm super sorry. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what really sucks is like, the place was booked, but before they took another person, the table opens up, and like the waitresses just keep coming over, and they're like, we're so sorry about this, like, we're so sorry you have to sit with them. It's like, just move us to the other table, like, and just leave that table be.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. That's my story. The guy was very weird. He kept asking me where I was from, then I said a town, and he was like, "That's the most magical place on earth." I'm like, "That's Disney World."
What?
Like, that's
from Orlando.
That's Disney
wrong.
World, dude.
That's wrong, sir.
Very weird. Yep. Very, very weird.
As one does.
He was tripping. Just
yeah.
It's like those videos on TikTok. It's those story times. it's just weird.
Yeah, I prefer normal breakfast experiences.
Yeah, same.
I prefer it normal.
Yeah, I like Bickford's.
Yeah.
Bickford's like is good, yeah. Yeah.
Her morning with the guy that comes over and
he's kind of a wild dude, though.
He doesn't know what he's saying, but we just...
Yes. And then he just throws every butter pack on the plate. Yeah, he's like... He's a crazy dude. Yeah. About halfway through that guy's meal, the guy that was wearing the full denim, he was like talking to his kid. He's like, "You gotta sit here and be a good boy. I gotta go out and take my pills in the car." I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Damn.
So he's going out taking his pills.
That's
so
good.
So maybe he was on something. But
he's staying medicated.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly think they just forgot to put our order in. And then, like, she realized a long time. A little too late.
Like, why are these people still here?
Why are these people still here, yeah. Whatever. Anyway. How long would it take you to notice these things? If all squirrels on Earth disappeared.
Pretty freaking quick.
I feel like Kyle would notice in 2 seconds. Because he's like, every morning he's looking on his
squirrel,
window.
Squirrel,
like, squirrels?
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 Than a dog.
Chloe loves squirrels now. You say the word squirrel, she gets active.
True. Like, how many days would it be until you're like, I haven't seen a squirrel in a while.
Probably a couple days.
Yeah, like a week, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, maybe with my job, I see squirrels a lot.
Probably like 3 or 4.
But if you don't see them, you're not really thinking
3 or 4
squirrels.
Weeks?
Days.
Oh, I was going to say.
I mean, I don't look for a squirrel. So
especially right now, they're active right now.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
In the middle of winter, you wouldn't know for months because they aren't really out.
Yeah. I get a couple days.
What do
though.
Squirrels do?
Eat.
Squirrel.
But
squirrel
what
around.
Excited.
Squirreling around.
They're like rabbits.
They eat stuff and then they
get eaten.
Bring yeah yeah.
I pray.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just...
Eagles.
The hawks.
Mm,
yeah.
Hawks,
yeah. Eagle! Alvin and Chipmunks. He's, like, running from the mascot. You ever seen
like
Alvin and Chipmunks?
I like terrified of the... what are they? On the TV, on, like, the Nat Geo channel.
Yeah, eagle.
No. There's another thing. The meerkats.
Oh, the
meerkats.
Meerkats,
yeah.
He goes up and gets Dutched ovened.
Yeah, that was a great... Great couple movies. That one where they're on the island gets weird, though.
Yeah.
That lady with the balls.
Maybe we should do that for Halloween. We could be Alvin.
Yeah,
Simon
we could. It's weird because...
Who would be who?
He's the tallest, and Simon's the tallest, but he's also the fattest, and Theodore's the fattest.
You know, the
so
best singing
know.
Voice. You know, Alvin's that's the best singing voice. I don't know.
I'll
just be all three.
All three.
Yeah. You have to be. Damn. So what are we? Can we be
the
girl ones? We're the girl ones?
We're the chip bats.
It's almost cooler. Okay. How long would it take you to notice if every person you interacted with did not use your name? Like they were
Nobody
not
uses
using
my
your
name.
Okay, so how long?
Quite a long time.
Until you go to the doctor's office?
Yeah, pretty much. The dentist.
What would they call you? Nicknames?
Hey, champ. Hey, sport.
I think if someone called me sport every single day, I'd be like, huh. You know
the
my
plumber just goes, hey, you.
Yeah.
Every time I walk around, he's, hey, you. Or sometimes he doesn't even say you. He just goes, hey.
Hey.
Or just like, sir.
Hey, I need you.
Mister.
Oh, getting called sir.
Not old
it's
enough
respectful.
For that yet.
Yeah, you're, yeah,
it is.
Sure. We're not old enough for that.
Boy.
I call people sir, though.
I haven't earned
do you
sir.
Do you call people sir? Like ma'am?
If I'm being respectful and I'm...
I mean, I'm not...
The one time I was on the...
Like you're going to 7-Eleven. Like,
no. I don't.
Thank
talk
you,
to
sir.
Thank you, sir. No, I don't. I don't serve people.
Yeah, depends.
It's Massachusetts. I don't serve people.
Whenever I took the train back from Quinnipiac and I asked to sit next to someone, I go, "Sir, is this seat taken?" He goes,
I go, "Okay." It's like, you got a cigarette.
Yeah, all right, I'm taking this one.
It is now.
Yeah, maybe until I go to the doctor, I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a place where they have to use your name.
Or if you're checking the lineup, and your name. Yeah.
Your name just wasn't
your name is just Champ.
They just nickname you Sport.
Bud. Sport.
Yeah. How long would it take you to notice that if there was never a full moon?
There's never a full moon?
Yeah.
What's weird is Alyssa gets terrible sleep when there's a full moon.
So she just, well, she just slept good all the time.
Exactly. So we would test this theory.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, like, because I thought it
How
was
does
just
she know
a,
it's a full moon? Does she have something that tells her it's a full moon?
No.
No.
Like, no.
She was.
No.
The
like,
moon does.
She was like, I slept terrible last night. And then, like, a couple nights later, she would sleep, like, really good and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, looked it up, and it was because there was a full moon on Sunday. So it wasn't like a...
There is something to that, though. Like, a lot of people, they say, like, people act crazy on full moon days. Like, they're...
Never heard of a werewolf?
They're out on full moons.
Yeah.
But it wasn't...
Owl. Very good, Chrissy. Yeah.
It wasn't a coincidence.
It's good to have some space from you today.
It wasn't a coincidence.
So it wasn't a coincidence.
No,
this happened many times.
And then this happened again and again and again. So now it's like...
Did it happen again or no?
I think we're still searching for the again part.
Okay.
Yeah.
But...
Okay. How long would it take you to notice that I, your best friend, unfollowed you on all social media?
If I didn't get a notification, I would never know.
So there's no notification.
If
you
there
just
is
would never know.
Just no notification saying you unfollowed. Yeah. I don't check my following.
On just for fun? Or
nope. No, like just on personals? Personal. On personals, yeah.
I wouldn't notice.
Yeah. I don't think I would.
Just
ever
for fun,
if
though?
If you guys unfollowed me either.
Just for fun, though, I would notice pretty quick.
You'd notice?
We only have 8.
It'd be 7. You'd be like,
oh, wait, no. That's us following. Huh, so I wouldn't know if you. If you followed us.
Oh, we only follow 8?
Yeah, we follow... Oh, wait, no, we follow 7. Because it's us 6, and then Buzz 30.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously.
You don't follow Maggie's?
On Instagram, we do. They don't have a TikTok. They have, like, a full group thing, but... They haven't answered our email about the shirts, either. So, it's unfortunate.
Okay, last one.
Still eat at Maggie's. Maggie's is fantastic.
Yeah, I went there last night.
We love
night.
It there.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah, what I was know. That? Did you celebrate anything, or were you just hungry?
No, it was just date night.
Doesn't matter.
So we go somewhere every
you
Tuesday.
Should not be going
Usually
to
we go to Roadhouse, but we were like, I don't want to eat that again.
I thought it was Maggie's, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it was Maggie's. And Maggie signed up for the free app.
I don't care.
Got the free app.
Got the free nachos, too. But...
I hope you didn't. I wish you were so full you couldn't eat any of your burger.
I wish we knew about it.
I did too.
I wish we knew about it and we got us a booth right
next
to it.
We should go on Saturday before the game and not tell him.
He's so upset.
I'll send a couple emails. Try to get paid for it.
We actually kicked him out of the group.
Dang it. I want a free Maggie's for a meal.
That sucks.
That could be a funny video. Me and Drew in the booth next to them as like they're having a date night.
Yeah.
It's like when you're
you should pitch it to the lady.
When your boyfriend goes and hangs out with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay. How long would it take you to notice if every single restaurant you go into plays the same 15 songs on a loop?
Hmm.
A long time.
Yeah. I'd say probably like at least 8 times.
Like 8 restaurant visits?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I don't think I pay attention to it that much. The only place I do the same is like thing Texas every single Roadhouse because it's just.
But
I,
they already all only play the same.
Yeah, they say they play the same.
They play the top 100, whatever. Yeah. But it's you wouldn't know in 8 times.
I feel like 8 times is a lot.
I don't know.
8 times is a is
8 inches is a lot.
It's way too much.
I mean, that's like. If they're all 3-minute songs, it's 45 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you're in there. That's how long you're usually in there. But you're not paying attention to the songs.
Yeah.
Especially
sometimes
Space Cadet. Kyle Mann over there is not paying attention to
I feel like
to these
there's
songs,
a lot of restaurants you can't even hear it anyway. Like,
yeah.
You're on a Maggie's Farm on a Friday night. It's pretty packed in there.
Yeah. A lad restaurant, you don't hear anything.
Yeah, you're not going
to
hear
it. Yeah.
And it's like, they most restaurants, like if you go to the same, like, all like the barbecue restaurants, so I'll play rock and like all the high class places, you know, just classical. It's all,
but it would be the same 15.
But if it's
the same exact songs,
one after another, the same order every time.
I mean,
maybe it might take me a year.
Yeah,
a year.
Like it might take me a year.
No, it wouldn't. It would go a lot quicker.
I guess it just, I don't know.
You go, huh? This kind of sounds.
Maybe real. You're right. Maybe like 6 months.
How many visits is that?
I feel like we're out to eat like once a week, maybe.
It would take you 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not paying attention to the music.
What are you paying attention to?
Who I'm there
Your
with.
Your food?
I'm.
Oh, you
what?
Loser.
What?
I'm kidding. Kidding.
Next
I feel
time
like
we go out to eat, I'm not paying attention to you at all.
That's fine. We usually go out to eat with
I pay
many
attention
people.
To the TV. Our sports on.
That's what I was doing last night. Yeah. Hockey's back. Yay.
Go so it take you 6 months to realize that this...
Oh, maybe. I mean...
It's the same
what do
15
you think?
Songs. I feel like once I would get the
Are
song
Are you still
like
on
five.
8? You're still stuck on 8?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on 8. If I'm going once a week...
You're no on way. A year?
Yeah.
If you're going once a week like Crystal.
Like, just say...
Like
just
the big
for,
spender
for
over here.
No, well, just so we have a baseline that we can all go off of.
Okay. 52 weeks.
Damn.
Am I going on Christmas? Christmas week? That's a big
yeah,
week.
Yeah, you go
no.
once a week. You go once a week.
Oh, I go Christmas
you go
week?
Once a week.
It's Christmas. No, you go to families on Christmas. No.
Okay, well, you don't have to do it on Christmas Day. You can go a few days before Christmas. It's a whole week.
Yeah, I guess, but you're shopping. You're Christmas shopping. You're not in a restaurant. You're eating cocoa.
52 times a year you're going out to eat.
52 times, damn.
What's a leap year?
So that means at least one time
every week.
One time a week.
You're hearing the same 15 songs.
What if there's a leap year? What if
you
it's
know
a leap
what?
Year?
I would have noticed
nope, excuse me,
right
stop.
Away if 53. It was my Sunday breakfast.
Yeah, you would.
Because I was in there for about two. Probably the playlist would have went through.
What if it's
times.
A leap year?
We're living in a world where that doesn't exist.
Wrong.
Well, that's just an extra day. That's not an extra week.
From one every 7 years, it'd be an extra week.
I don't think it's going to take
but
you
But we're doing
years.
It after 1 year. Yeah. Not 7.
Just 52.
Good thinking, though. I like the strategic thinking. But you're wrong.
Keep thinking outside the box, but go to the other side
I
of the
think
box.
After 8 weeks, I could nail this thing
8
down.
Weeks?
Yeah. You start telling
I'm going to ask restaurant. Every restaurant we go into to just play the same songs and just
And
see
they're all
going to
tell you no.
Yeah, probably. But.
It's going to be easy. It's going to be Zach Top.
Yeah, it's just Zach's top. He had 15 songs on the playlist.
I'm going to go, damn.
Yeah, just play this playlist.
Just play his playlist.
Damn.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Every place we go. It's classic country. This sucks.
This blows. Yeah.
Well. Imagine Maggie Farm started playing classic country.
Dude.
I could picture them playing a classic country.
It's night. A farm. Obviously. Thank God I'm a country boy.
I'm surprised they don't have live music.
Live music?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it looks like a place that has.
They just have one bass player in the corner.
Yeah. The Elvis guy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So,
he was awesome.
My sister's 13, right?
Okay.
She's going to a birthday party at Alchemy, which is one of the farm restaurants that Maggie's Farm owns.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more fancy. It's in Market Street, right? And I think there's like six girls going for dinner.
Are you okay. a chaperone?
I'm not a part of this. But
I was gonna say,
you know, it's like I'm pulling up the menu here. It's like super expensive, right?
He would have jumped on as a chaperone.
Yeah.
I would have.
Sat by himself in the corner.
You know, like it's kind of like a little more fancy than Maggie's Farm. You know, fried calamari, wings, truffle fries, you know, salads and fish sandwiches.
Does Maggie Farm not have all of the things you just listed?
Yeah.
They don't have calamari.
They don't have calamari. They got gnocchi. No.
Fried calamari.
Chicken under
good.
A brick. Like it's fancy, right? So, these six girls,
yeah,
they're all going to go, and get more than
chicken
likely,
Caesar salads,
mac and cheese is my
mac
guess.
Mac and cheese, yeah.
Cheesy shells, caramelized onion, Mexican chorizo, Ritz crumbs, you know, it's a good mac and cheese.
Oh, Ritz.
Yeah.
Like Ritz crackers crumbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Ritz peanut butter crackers?
I love those.
Ritz Carlton Hotel. Guess how much this mac and cheese is?
Dude, like for, $25
for Drew to say this, probably
$2.
Like,
it's a side; it's free.
65?
No.
What?
$21.50.
Okay.
Oh.
We both lose.
You were pretty close.
Yeah, but I went over.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I went over. Yeah, 65. Yeah.
All right, that's $130 for these girls.
Okay.
To go out to eat and eat
mac and cheese.
And eat mac and cheese. That they're all
probably
going to have two bites.
Kyle goes out to eat and he's just like chicken fingers.
Yes.
But it's not expensive chicken fingers. I
yeah.
guess. So that's the point you're trying to make.
He's having, someone's paying yeah. for these 6 girls to go out and they're all going to get sodas and they're probably going to get desserts. It's someone's birthday.
Yeah.
And they're in Market Street, so they're all going to shop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you're looking that's at a cool. big night for this girl's 13th birthday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah. Excited. Party.
Yeah. Party time.
Are you paying for it?
No.
Oh.
But I just think it's fun.
So then shut up.
No.
I'm like, damn. Drew's a big spender.
Forking it over. Happy birthday, Taylor. When's her birthday?
It's not for her
April.
Birthday.
April. No, it's not her birthday.
Oh. I missed that part.
No, there's... Kay.
She's going to a party.
Can okay. we get a... What they're going to have? Like, I want to know if they all got mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I'll update. I'll yeah, try to figure it out.
Okay, so I
what
feel like...
What would you
like...
get off that menu? Oh, no.
They have a burger. They have a burger I'd probably get.
Yeah.
I bet they all get Shirley Temples, though.
Yes.
Really?
One of them orders a Shirley Temple, and then one of them goes, ooh.
Can I get that? Can I get that?
We used to do that at hockey tournaments.
Yeah.
One person would get a Shirley Temple. The first person would order, like, a water.
Yeah, and then
the
be
second
screwed.
Second person would go a Coke. And then the third person will go Shirley Temple, and the rest of the team will go, whoa, ooh. What in the world is Shirley Temple?
That sounds good.
What in the world is Shirley, and can is I get it, in her temple?
Everyone.
What?
Then everyone yeah. will get a Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Chocolate milk.
Yep.
That's the way to go.
That's what you get?
Not that.
With mac and cheese.
Water. I don't really drink anything but water.
You get a chocolate.
And milk. Alcohol.
You don't.
No,
you're a minor.
Minor. Just kidding.
Kyle said that.
Kyle said that. Beep. We just had some technical difficulties. Welcome back.
Drew was playing with his cord again, that idiot.
Yeah. Whoops. Anyway.
Going to see Tate McRae. Mm. So nuts.
I'm surprised that
How'd you get the tickets, Kyle?
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out my friend, Tenley. Drew's amazing girlfriend.
Tenley's friends, boyfriend's brother's dad that knows somebody that works at the Garden that had four extra tickets. Make sure you get the right shout out is all I'm saying.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to go. It's pretty crazy. I'm pretty excited about it, though.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
I thought I was going to need a little bit longer to think about it, but I didn't.
I texted back 5 minutes later.
I texted Tenley like an hour later.
Yeah.
You talked to Alyssa. I'm happy for
you. Yeah, I said to him, he's got one down, one to go.
Post Malone.
Posty.
That's all he's going to see now.
That's all I got to see, and then I'll be.
Did you see? No, I'm sure you didn't, but CJ sent this beautiful, message in the group me.
What'd it say?
Any lefties the size of a peewee want to bring me an extra wand for me? Would be much appreciated. New ones aren't coming in until Saturday. Anyone the size of a peewee want to bring an extra wand?
I got that.
You're a lefty?
You're not a lefty, though.
Oh, I almost had it.
I can bring one of my broken sticks, and that'll be good for him.
Chop it in half.
It's like when you chop it down to make a mini stick.
Yeah, exactly. Just using the blade.
Yeah, you have like this massive blade on a Neogi. Yeah. Speaking of hockey sticks, you like how I did that? That's one of Chris's transitions.
Nice.
That was good, dude.
He's just been waiting for a hockey stick.
My dad got me a new hockey stick.
No way.
Because he was embarrassed that I was using that broken stick.
He was embarrassed?
What'd you get?
Just like a Warrior Alpha, just cheap thing.
Yeah.
Pro stock.
You should have had him do it way earlier and get the discount.
What do you mean?
No, you got pro stock.
Pro stocks are literally the same thing.
It's like discounted and it's taller than what you can buy.
That's good then.
Because I'm taller than average.
Who is it?
It's not actually. It's like a like sample. A team stick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then you can give the broken one to CJ and just have Billy Quip cut it at practice.
Quick cut.
Yeah.
Is he going tonight?
Take out the saw.
Probably.
I don't know.
Matt, show me how to use the sparks. It's pretty cool.
Maybe I'll have you do mine.
I don't plan on learning
tonight.
Because I don't want to do other people's.
You know what you do? You go up there and you press the button pretty much.
I've seen it.
I can do yours if Billy's not there.
Yeah.
Or if we beat Billy.
But also I'll ask Billy.
See, but then you're going to become the guy and people are going to ask you.
No.
And then I'm going to say no. Okay. See, it's not that.
Okay.
It's actually easier.
Not becoming a guy.
It's easier than saying yes, actually, because it's less letters.
That's true. No.
Yeah, see? Yes, good.
Yes.
No.
Oh,
no.
That's harder.
It's harder.
That's much harder.
Yeah.
Much harder. Yeah. Well, no good transition for this, but I have a new game, so.
What's the game?
Guess the year.
1776.
Wrong. I will give you a few things that happened in this year.
Hold on. The Topsfield Fair is happening.
Ooh.
207th edition.
Yeah.
What year did it start?
That's good.
207 years ago.
Yeah, what year was that?
I can't do that math.
Do that math. Come on. Carry the one.
They
6-7.
Oh, the Bruins are starting. I don't know what that means at all.
Sour Patch.
Oh.
Are you doing another taste test thing?
Like a Sour Patch Kid.
Let me just make sure these are good for you.
Yeah.
I got to check for peanuts. Check for peanuts. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm checking for peanuts.
Sorry. Quick commercial break.
Quick commercial break. Gives me time to do math, which sucks. He says it the same way every time. So nonchalant.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you do the math?
Yep. If my math is correct, see, it's 2025, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go back 100 years, 1925.
Yeah.
You go back another 100, 1825.
Yeah.
And then you get a minus 7 from that, which brings you to, drum roll, please. 1818.
Wow. Do you want some harder math?
Nope, I do not.
I'll ask this one for Kyle.
Thank you.
Give him
Thank
some
God.
Harder math.
Thank God.
Kyle, what year was America founded?
Huh. That's not math. That's history.
I know that one.
Well, you need to start. I'll phone a friend on this one. What year?
1776.
Okay. How long after that America was founded did the Topsfield Fair open?
It started 1818?
Yes, sir.
That's what Chris said.
And America was founded?
1776.
So that means
he's got to borrow. It's harder. It's harder.
So he had 1776. Mm. Yeah, 1818. 1776. So 24 is 1800.
18. No. No. And then you got it. 30. You got it.
34. And then 42, I believe. 42 years.
No, that's the wrong one. Very good, Kyle.
Thank you. What year are we finding?
Well, you have to guess that. That's what you have to guess. No, good intro. Good intro. Okay, so I will give you a few things that happened in this particular year, and you have to guess the year, and it's closest without going over, and it's best of seven series between the two of you.
So if I guess, like, 2013, and Drew guesses 2011, but the year was 2012... I win?
You lose.
You went over.
You went over. Oh, closest so without going over. Closest without going over.
Closest okay. with going
so
over.
So if I think that they went over, I can probably guess like 1600s and I'd still win.
Or you can just guess. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
That is how that works.
One BC.
Or if but I think you're younger.
For the purpose of the game,
I can go one above you.
For entertainment purposes, try to guess the actual year.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Up first.
3 AD.
Three things happened the whole year. Three things happened. Stop. You know what you did. Okay, Shrek hit theaters. Harry Potter hit theaters. The first movie premiered. And the iPod was released. I'm glad that's closed. And the iPod was released. What year did this happen?
2006.
2005?
You are both incorrect.
Is it 2002?
Second guess?
2000.
Drew, you get the point. It is 2001.
Damn it.
2001. Man, Kyle, you were right there.
I was going to guess 2002 the first time, too.
Yeah.
Still would have been over.
Still would have been over, yeah.
I know. I know.
Next. Facebook launched. The first YouTube video ever was released. And The Office was released.
Is this 2008?
2009.
You're both incorrect.
Are we still in
you're
the
still
game?
You're still okay. in the game here.
2000. Y2K.
You think it's 2000?
Yep.
What do you think?
2006.
Kyle, man, 1 year off again. Yeah! Drew is off to a 2-0 lead. It was 2005. Wow. Can you guess what else happened in 2005? That was pretty cool. I got
Brown
made.
Said Chris sex.
I got made.
Chris was born.
Chris was born, yeah.
Kevin
I almost put that in there, but it would be too obvious. Okay, next up. Snapchat launched. Gangnam Style was the first billion view video.
2013.
And the NASA Curiosity rover landed on Mars. What a wild year.
13.
I go 12.
Right on the money with 2012. Kyle is back in the game. Look at that.
Yahoo.
Okay.
Me so excited.
All right.
Yippee.
Next up. The first iPhone launched. Netflix introduced streaming in the United States. And Spider-Man 3 was the highest grossing movie of the year.
8.
Oh, Drew says 08.
06.
Kyle says 06. And Kyle has tied it up.
No.
2007.
Yep.
2007.
Yep.
Wow, 2-2.
Me happy.
I like it when they're not just Drew sweeps. It's more fun that way.
Me happy.
Okay. Game 5.
Me do good.
The Boston Bruins lost in the Stanley Cup Final.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Exactly.
That's awesome. It hurts, but that's a good chart. Vine was the top app being used.
Ooh.
And Frozen came out.
Going Ooh. With the save bat year 2018.
Drew takes the lead.
Yes.
2013 was the year the Boston Bruins lost to the Chicago Blackhawks.
I
thought that the...
I was thinking St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, that's... It was there to trick you, but I then thought the that Vine would bring you back a little bit, so...
Because music... Tis.
But I knew Frozen came out when Taylor was alive, and I thought Coyote was over, so I went right in the sweet spot.
Yep, you found it. Nice. All right. Drew can win. Game 6. The Lion King ruled the theaters.
Live action or animation?
The original.
No, you can't specify.
The show Friends debuted, and O.J. Simpson's white Bronco chase happened on live TV. Took the nation by storm.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one. I made them get harder as
you Drew's guess first.
It is Drew's guess.
98.
Drew says 1998.
95.
Damn it. Kyle says 1995. You're both still in the game.
Oh.
You were both over there.
Both over. 91.
Okay.
90.
And Kyle takes the win. Yeah. We have a game 7. We have a game 7.
Yeah.
It was 1994. 1994.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. E.T. was in theaters. Michael Jackson released Thriller. And the first CD player came out.
Damn, so this is really old.
Thriller.
There's also another thing that happened in this year. And if you both fail on this, I'll give you that as another
hint.
CDs? Kyle, you know what CD is? Stands for?
Circular disc.
I believe it's compact disc.
I think that's right.
Can you look that up?
Sure.
Still a circle.
You're still fat.
You're still out. Compact disc.
What year did MJ die? I know this is irrelevant, but
it is irrelevant.
I don't think he's dead.
Just like Elvis,
we can get
is
into
dead.
That after.
Think he's probably frozen. It's like Walt Disney.
Kyle, it's your guess.
I'm gonna go with 1972.
1973.
Dick move, but Drew takes the win. You were way too far back.
It was like...
Redo it, redo it.
93 is my act.
Yeah, actually, we can redo that.
No, no, we can't.
Too far back.
I can do whatever I want. I'm closer than him.
If you're more than...
5 years off.
5 years?
3 years.
Do math.
3 years is good.
Okay, more. If you're more than 5 years off, then we
regroup.
Still in the game.
Regroup.
Yeah. Okay, so the game's still going then.
All right.
You have not won anything. If Kyle wins, there will be an asterisk on the scoreboard.
93. Yeah, there we go. COVID year. Bubble year.
1985.
You are both still in the game. My father was born in this year. I know that doesn't help you at all, but
1974.
He's gonna be so
1615.
That's awesome.
1650.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
1974?
Yeah.
Your guess is? 1850?
Two?
You're both still in the game.
What did he say? He said 18. I'm going to go 1989.
You're both still in the game.
My God.
Kyle for the win.
No.
The year was 1982. And Kyle, congratulations. You win, but you get an asterisk next to it because we made up the rules as we go.
Well, that time I kind of thought of how old your dad would actually be.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know he's like 45 or something.
He's younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's 41.
Day over 22.
And that's what he likes to hear. And Drew said he was born in the year 2, so I don't know. Drew thinks he's walking the earth with Jesus.
After, do you not know what after death means, dude?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
God.
God. Okay, you were saying about your little conspiracy theory he got?
Yeah, you ever hear that? Michael Jordan's...
Yeah, I mean, wasn't there a video Michael of Jordan's him getting out of the van after?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was van, AI or not, but...
Start playing basketball.
Yeah.
It's crazy is Michael Jordan, he played, I think it was 6 seasons in the NBA, won 3 championships or something, all to prepare for his role in Space Jam.
Wow.
You seen that movie?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. You know, LeBron also played quite a few seasons to prepare for his role in Space Jam.
I couldn't believe how...
They're so dedicated to their craft. That's why those movies were so good.
Yeah.
Right? Because they...
Want to be the best.
They take method acting to the next level, right? Yeah.
They really want to believe that they're a basketball player.
You know, most method actors only do, 3-4 months.
Yeah.
You know, locked into this character.
Right.
But they went years and years, and they got to the best in that role that they needed to be. They got to the best person at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to be the best, you got to play with the best.
Pretty nuts.
So.
Pretty nuts.
Pretty nuts. Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about an actor, man.
Same thing as Elvis.
Pretend that he knows how to play basketball.
It's crazy.
For so long.
I know.
Pretty good.
I mean, he really is just an actor. He's not...
Yeah, I mean, he's putting on a show the whole time.
What do you think about the Harlem Globetrotters?
I know nothing of them.
So it's like a group of basketball players, kind of like the Savannah Bananas, except it's rigged for them to win.
Yeah.
They win every single time. They do, like, trick shots and stuff. And if they fail, they just do it again until they get it right. And, like, you know that they're going to win. Sure, they're doing way cooler stuff than I could ever do with a basketball.
Yeah.
Than I ever could, but...
I can't do anything with a basketball.
I can't do much, but they're
doing great stuff. I'm pretty sure they're also over 100 years old.
They are.
Or this is their 100th year or something like that.
It is their 100th year, because they're doing something at the TD Garden. It's like their world tour.
TD Garden.
I will not be attending.
But I watched the Savannah Bananas, and I was actually very entertained.
Yeah?
Are they on TV?
Yes. Cool. All their games are.
Pretty cool.
Don't play with your cord, idiot.
What a dummy. You literally have something in your hand to play with.
Yeah, but it was riding the rail.
Yeah. Gotta ride the wave.
Hey, cowabunga.
Yeah. blind ranking. These animated characters that you'd want on your team in a fight. 1 through 5. Okay. Up first is Patrick Starr.
Oh, I love him on the team.
Dude, he's a guy you want on the team, man. Are you kidding me? Have you seen him fight?
No.
Dude, he can take a lot of hits. A lot of hits.
He's a guy you want on the
Can he give any? Or he just takes them? He's just a punching bag.
Except for that episode where SpongeBob beats him up without even touching him.
Have mercy!
The kid's a wedgie.
Yeah, no one. He just gets drop kicked.
He'll lose, but he's like a glue guy. He's going to give it his all.
He is a glue guy.
He's going to make you laugh, and he's going to make you ready for battle. Who are we fighting? We fighting Davy Jones?
Sure.
We fight.
Number four.
You can pick a person.
Oh.
Pick a person. But Mike it has to be Tyson. The same person for all five.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Prime Mike Tyson.
Starfish.
Get him tired. He's a good guy. You put him out first. Get Tyson tired.
That's true. Well, prime Mike Tyson, though.
Yeah. Is this like an actual starfish?
It's Patrick Starr.
Dude, oh my God.
He's a small little starfish, but have you seen
him? Dude, it's Patrick Starr. He wears pants.
Oh my God.
But have you seen him go above water?
Yes, I have.
Starfish.
He is a starfish.
He is.
He turns into one. No, he's a transformer.
Optimus Prime.
Where do you want to throw him, Drew?
At the four.
Four. Stewie Griffin.
That's the one with the big head, right?
Yeah, the football head.
Doesn't he always have like a gun or something?
Yeah, he's got his right. He's always strapped.
He's always got something.
He's always strapped. Three.
Three for Stewie?
You're going three?
He's always strapped.
A guy with something.
Are we checking his pockets before we go in?
No.
No.
He's good.
Street rules.
Street rules. Oh, yeah, I'm going three. He's always strapped.
Throw him at two.
Two?
Yeah.
Use what you can
find. Okay,
he's
two.
He's a for sure
two.
Win.
Two, yeah, two.
Use what you can find on the playground. Home for dinner. Street rules. All right, Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Oh, he's scrappy.
He's scrappy, but he's tiny, dude.
Dude, run circles around.
It's like Kyle's argument fighting a squirrel.
Yeah, I know, dude. But you ever see him pull out a stick of dynamite?
That's true. Just right out of his pocket.
Right, he'll hand it to you. You won't even know what's happening.
You won't even know. He'll make you eat it.
He'll say thank you for it.
Yeah.
He might.
Yeah, I want him on the team.
Three. Yeah.
Three? Okay. Scooby-Doo.
Nah.
He's an idiot. Five.
Anything.
Ruh-roh, Shaggy. Mike Tyson's going to beat me up.
And your number one spot is Bugs Bunny.
All right.
He's scrappy.
Like dude, he's a scrappy
he's
guy.
He's scrappy.
He's a tall bunny.
Everything.
He's a huge bunny.
You know what
I think he could F it up.
Jack Sparrow.
He's not animated.
It's animated characters.
I would like Popeye.
Yeah. I almost had him in there, but I was
Popeye.
Like...
Popeye.
He's too easy of a one.
Post-spinach. Obviously, yeah. Post-spinach.
Post-pump.
He's too easy of a number one, though.
Snoopy would be good.
Yeah. A lot of animated characters out there to choose from.
Snoopy and Woodstock, though.
No, dude. Snoopy flying his house.
Oh, Cosmo and Wanda.
Yeah, that was on the short list to make it.
That would be good.
Cosmo and Wanda just in there.
Dude, Phineas and Ferb. I feel
wish
like
to
they
win this fight.
Yeah. Phineas and Ferb, but Phineas and Ferb would have to know about the fight.
Yeah,
no,
they
but
would
they're quick.
Before.
They're quick.
Well, that's
they
what I mean. A couple
quick
hours
on their
before.
Feet, but,
did you watch the new Phineas and Ferb?
I haven't. I want to.
Yeah, I know you were pretty excited about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
I will eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm trying to finish up some new things, some old things, and then.
What are you finishing up?
Blues Brothers. I got.
I just finished
10 more episodes. We just finished Modern Family.
Nice.
That was great.
Sad ending, huh?
Oh, it's fine.
I never watched the ending.
It's so sad.
They all leave.
Yeah, but it's so sincere.
Yeah, because it's 11 years of pretending to be family. Then.
Yeah.
It just gets to them.
I just finished today the paper.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was pretty good.
Did you have popcorn with it?
I did, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you have pickles in it? That's what's good. You gotta get no juice. Stuff. No juice, just pickles, right? And you gotta get the long one so you know it's coming.
You gotta dry them out on a paper towel the night before. They gotta soak in the sun all day.
You put butter on it? No, you gotta do pickle juice. Pickle juice popcorn is where it's at. It's the new thing.
You put pickles on there and pour honey. Honey on
it. Add extra vinegar. That's all it is.
Dip it in fluff.
Oh.
God.
I mean, ew. Ew. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's better than The Office?
No. I mean, it's got potential, though.
You think it'll get picked up for another season?
I hope so. It was pretty good. It was funny enough.
You think Tires will get another season?
It better.
I hope so.
Tires is way funnier than anything I've ever watched.
Yeah, it was good.
Bought a gun.
No bullets. Got a gun.
Yeah. Very funny.
He's so funny. He's like cussing at his turtle, and he's like, I'm so sorry I said that to you.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tires is good.
Guy's like making out with his girlfriend, but not actually his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hopefully Kevin uses Cozy. Have you told him about the brand deal?
No, I haven't even looked at the brand deal.
You haven't, what?
I didn't voice crack there. Did I voice crack there?
No, that's more sickness than anything.
Yeah,
you still cracked.
I don't think I cracked.
You crack under pressure.
I don't think I cracked. I wasn't under pressure.
You're under a lot of pressure. Works. Your girlfriend's nagging at you. You know.
Use code just for fun. Go ahead. Do yours.
That was just for fun with the fellows. Chris Caldrew. Episode 22.
Where should you get your sheets?
Just for fun. Buzz 30.
Nope.
Maggie's Charm.
Nope.
Bickford's.
Nope. Keep going.
Cozy Earth.
There you go. Is there some sort of discount code or anything?
Just for the boys. Just for fun. Just for fun. All lowercase. No spaces. Don't forget the exclamation and the Y2K. And then you're just going to need to tell us your social security.
Wait, what?
No.
No social security. No social security.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Few spaces?
No spaces.
No spaces.
All one word.
No uppercases?
No uppercases.
No, nice and simple. Just, you know,
just
how
for
I like
fun.
To write.
Yep.
Just throw it on there. Someone will make sense of it later.
What's the percentage that you get off?
You get a few. 40, 50, 6, 7. I think 40.
40% off at Cozy Earth. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Go eat at Maggie's Farm.
Shop us 30.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Go Gold Kings.